Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, saying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening, world? Welcome back. We are at it again, Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for another Sunday fun day. So as always, roll something up, pour something up, light something up, smoke something up, drink something up. Come kick it with your people.
For shizzo. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in right now.
Yeah, so the top five, you know what I'm saying? Let's take it from bottom to top. So big shout out to number five. We got the continent down under, Australia. Number four, big ups to Finland representing Scandinavia, the Nordic region, you know, up north, Europe type-ish. Number three, we have India coming through. Big shout out to the Bay of Bengal. Number two, Brazil, South America coming strong, representing, you know, big shout out to everybody out there. And, of course, number one, the home team. So big shout out to the United States of America, East Coast, West Coast, South, the Great Lakes, And I am live and direct from New Amsterdam. So you know how we do. So that's the top five.
Scott, and so that's everybody else that's tuning in all over the world. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in so you can get into our top five countries. And we can make this thing happen. I think Australia, I think they jumped off and then jumped back on. So salute to y'all out there down under in Australia. Listen, there are seven planets in retrograde. And retrograde basically means instead of the planets circling, they're not circling. They're steady. They're going backwards. They're not going forward. They're going backwards. Or sitting still, right? So you're dealing with a lot. With seven, the empaths for sure, the spiritual leaders for sure are feeling it. We're drained. You understand me? Also, we just had a new moon in Leo, and now we have a full moon in Pisces coming up. Full moon in Pisces. Pisces is zodiac sign for emotions. You know what I'm saying? That's your emotions. That's releasing emotions, releasing things that you sit with. Pisces sit with things. Very indecisive, you know, beings that those Pisces are, right? You know, very, very caring beings. So if you have Pisces, anywhere in your chart, or if you are along the lines of the Pisces in your, I think it's, how does that work? I got to look it up, man. I got to look it up. But I'm going to tell you a couple things. I'm so drained. You understand me? Drain. So I still been on my mission, you know, another successful week of the gym flow, another successful week, another successful week of working out. This week I went to the gym all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I was trying to go Friday, and we were trying to go at night on Friday, and come to find out, we learned the hard way the gym isn't open on Friday at night. The time that we was trying to go anyway, so we just said, okay, forget it. So I'm like, if I go on Fridays, I'll still go in the daytime on Fridays. And then hit Saturday and Sunday. We really went hard, like, you know, went hard because if you, you know, as I've talked about plenty of times, I did have ovarian cysts at 17 centimeters. I'm not even sure if it's still there or not, just because of the fact that it just doesn't bother me. Like, I've done just, you know, holistic work. I'm feeling better. So for the last 2.5 years, I could not go in the gym. And I couldn't, you know, pick up on this particular energy. So I'm super excited. Next week will be a month that I've been back in the gym. And just to see your progress, you know, when I first started going in there, I was getting on the treadmill and I was getting, I was getting between 60 and 80 calories, you know, on the treadmill for 30 minutes. And it was just me, like, you know, going in, you know, like, not trying to overly push myself, but still trying to get the job done. And now I'm over to 150, 160 calories on the treadmill, definitely working the incline, the entire treadmill. And it's a different machine that I use.
Incline, I know about
just
that.
About every time I go in
you
there.
You do
2.5?
When you do the incline, how much incline?
No, I'm doing four.
Wow, that's what's up. So yeah, you working that?
Yeah,
right?
I'm four. Yeah, I'm talking about my thighs, man. My thighs and my legs, just boy, on fire today. And so, you know, we do that. We do the medicine ball. So some people, you know, they just do different exercises holding the medicine ball because it's a weight. I like to put the medicine ball over my head and slam it down. That actually helps your core area when you do that. They also got the one that you can put over your head and do, you know, do squats and stuff like that with it. It's just different types of things you can do. And then the, you know, leg lifts and the leg drops and the hip extraction machine. And so today we finally started on arms and back, arms and upper back. And this was my first time on arms and upper back. So by the time I did my second set of 10, baby, I had Charlie horses in both of my shoulders. I was like, wait a minute. I wasn't ready, but I still pushed through, got the third set out. And I couldn't do much with the back after that. But, you know, just working out your entire body, touching muscles that you haven't worked since you was in school, you know what I'm saying, is a whole different vibe. It's a whole different feeling. I have an amazing workout partner, and we go on the weekend, man, and just really get it in. They're very supportive, knowing, you know, that I was sick and knowing, you know, even when we was trying to do things at the house, them seeing how my body was responding to it, like, now they like, all right, let's get it. Let's go all in. Let's not stop. So it feels good. I think I look at myself because, you know, when you start working your legs and your butt and all of that stuff, your butt starts to sit up, right? Like, you know, when you look at a girl and her butt sitting up high, you know, she working out. And so my butt is sitting up, like, way high now. So it looks way bigger now, right, to me. And my arms, I'm losing the inches in my arms, right? So we in the gym, and I had on some shorts this particular day. And so we're in the gym, and everything is fitting me tighter. Okay, let's start there, around, you know, in my thighs and my butt. And so I'm like, dude, everything is, like, fitting me tighter, you know. And so I'm walking past the mirror, and I just so happen to look, and I'm like, whoa, like, my arms definitely got smaller. You know, I ain't looking like a linebacker. And it seemed like my chest is shrinking, right? But my booty, like, so all of the things that were small, okay, or the smaller, they're losing the inches faster. And then my booty just, like, it was crazy big. It wasn't a good thing to me. I was like, why is my butt so huge? And so my workout partner just saw that the best laugh ever. And I'm like, oh, we really got to work this out. But it's sticking out more because other things are shrinking. And the one thing that I can tell you I've been getting since I've been back in the gym is rest. Do you understand me? Sleep. I'm talking about sleeping. Boy, that is one of my favorite pastimes these days. But it's your body having to get the rest to adjust and burn off the fat that you have, you know, burnt off for the day and helping your body, you know, shrink back up. So, exactly. Your body heals when you sleep, so this is where the hell we at. I have been doing nothing but sleeping. Today we got out of the gym. We was in there for 2 hours. I did about an hour and a half. I was done after the hour and a half. My workout partner continued to go. And when you go to the gym with somebody like that, that's like a gym rat, like, you're going to be motivated. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be motivated to keep going. So I sat on the floor and watched my workout partner, you know, continue going. And I was just like, let me know when you're done. Like, I had nothing left. My arms was noodles. My legs were sore. Like, so it feels good. I'm super excited, you know what I'm saying, about the journey and just watching myself continue to develop and grow. Structure still, you know, pushing out tarot readings, you know, going hard with that. Getting ready. At the end of September, we got another community giveaway. So I'm structuring that, trying to see how that's going to look for me in that aspect. I was picking up the vlogging. I said I was going to pick up the vlogging, but I said, you know what? I can't pick up no – I don't have it in me to vlog, right? And I'd be wanting to vlog, but it really has to be somebody else to do it. So I think I did a couple videos, and it's dead. I said, you know what? I'm going to leave it in my phone. I'm pretty sure I'll find something to do with these videos. However that may go, but I suck at the whole vlogging thing, honey. I be forgetting.
Don't have a passion for it.
Yeah, get in the gym and be like, I forgot my bad. So I kind of shelved the vlogging thing, and that's how I was the last time I tried to do it, and I was just like, oh my god, like that ain't work. So, and then my schedule is so tight already. It's like me having to stop to remember to pick up a camera every time I get ready to do something. And it's like, that's asinine, because even though my phones may be near when I'm doing stuff, I'm not going to pick up no phone. That's stupid. So, anywho, that's my week, man. Motivated, energized. I took a 3-hour nap today, but I'm still exhausted. I'm hearing a lot of people talk about how exhausted they are. It's just because it's a lot going on in the universe right now. And so a lot of us are being drained, right, energetically. Like, we feel like it's being drained, but it's actually ascending. You know what I'm saying? It's ascension. Mm-hmm. So you grow, yeah. You get your downloads, you get all of that stuff when you're sleeping. So for us that's resting overtime, for us that's really doing it, like, and all of the readers are like, okay, I'm exhausted. Like, it's not. You're getting your downloads, you're getting your extensions. There's a lot of tests, you know, that have been put out there for us to pass, and some of us passed and some of us didn't. But, you know, you're getting your extension when you sleep, and you're getting your downloads, you're getting those gifts, you know, passed down to you. That's the way that you communicate with other realms when you're resting. That's one of the best times to communicate with other realms when you're resting. So how was your week?
So my week was just quiet, steady and quiet. You know, big shout out to the interior decorating. That was on point this week. This focus for this week is going to be getting back in tune with the real estate. So I really want to just do a lot of posting this week. So I'm going to really just – so my whole thing, too, you know, I'm calling this last 2 weeks, you know, but this week especially is called colonization, you know, organizing resources. So like I said, you know, I've talked about on the show a few times that I draw different energies from different places, you know what I'm saying? And one of the energies I'm drawn from, you know, and may sound controversial to some because, you know, people of our ilk, a lot of times we look at the other side of it. But like I said, you know, I've been doing a character study on just different things, especially like with YouTube now. I can really kind of just zone out and really you know, just enhance my studies on certain things that I find interesting. So, you know, long story short, you know, I've been getting my whole space together, you know, and I felt like I kind of had to colonize my space, you know. Of course, hashtag happily married man. So, you know, I have my other half here, and, you know, she's like in a different zone sometimes, you know what I'm saying? She's in her own world doing her thing, and, you know, kudos to that. But for me to really do my thing, I got to really be organized, precise, and everything. So I got to colonize this situation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my living room, I really, you know, just really did a lot of cleaning, a lot of organizing. I got all my books a certain way. You know, you'd be, you know, talking about my globes. I got like two globes. It's kind of like situated a certain way. I got my maps up. So I just got real just synchronicity here. So like right now, you know, I got a picture that says fortune, you know, I got a picture of an American flag. I got a lot of stuff going on. I got my family, the love of family, and life's greatest blessing. So I just got a lot of just energy, good energy in here for me to really, like, I'm not really going into the office as much. You know, I was kind of like, at the beginning of the summer, I was like, yeah, you know, I was going into, you know, into Manhattan a lot, into the office. But I'm like, you know what? I want to get my place at home because, you know, that's the good thing about real estate. I don't have to be in an office. My office can be just wherever I want to take myself. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm like, let me just really get in tune and just plant myself here because, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on. I've been just organizing a lot of different things and keeping everything on point. But I was like, yo, I got to focus on certain things and give certain things some focus to really get to where I needed to be. So long story short, you know, I was tired of just looking at the way things was in my living room. So I really just focused on getting that just the way I wanted to be. So now I can really, you know, because my living room is big enough where I can have, I got my, you know, like my space where I can kind of go off and you know, have my office and everything. So that's actually where I'm doing the show from now. So, you know, the focus is really to just get in tune, put my energy in my real estate, and you know, because you manifest your focus, and I notice that's what you doing with the gym. You seeing the results, you know what I'm saying? Because you putting in the time, you putting in the hours, and
right.
The focus it takes to get to where you need to be, and that's just what it is. Whatever you focus on, that's what you manifest in. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know, anybody that's out there that's listening, and over worldwide, you know, that's the key. So that's what I really been focusing on, just to, you know, certain things that I really need to manifest. So, and to me, that's colonization at its fullest. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming in here, I'm organizing it a certain way, And then I'm organizing the resources. So all my resources, I'm putting them to good use. And like I said, I'm trimming away the fat and taking out the weeds, what's not here, what doesn't work, getting rid of it. Just basically tearing things down and building it back up in my likeness. So, you know, so that's my week in a nutshell.
Trump 2024. Okay. Well, go ahead and bring in the world famous Chop Up Man, and we're going to do this.
Yeah, let's get into it. So as you know, this is the last Sunday of the month. So each last Sunday of the month is on Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. We dedicate this show to the world famous Chop Up. So you already know, this is the part of this show where I always get a chance to just talk my shit and bring certain things that I thought was interesting and bring it to the table so we can just sit, analyze, chop it up. I can tell you my thoughts, give you my perspective. So, you know, it's a slow week, but I'm a work this thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna probably just talk my ish a lot tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get on my high horse a little bit and just ride.
Well, I have some thoughts tonight.
Okay, all right. So that's perfect. So, you know, because I already got, you know, a few things, but especially if you got topics, you know, off top. Let's get right into it. So, Black, this last week or so, what you've been tripping on, let's bring it to the world-famous Chop Up, and let's chop it up.
Whew. Well, my chest is so sore, honey. I've been doing chest burpees and all. So, first of all, you know, they Trump, you know, our good president, Trump, turned himself in Fulton County. Bonds was already set. He gave an amazing speech after that, right? But here's the thing that I can't, I can realize it. People are just slow as hell. And people are saying, how can he still run for president and went to jail? And what I want to ask these unintelligent people is, how the hell can you be the president of the United States and indict your running mate that you know the probable cause is extremely high of them beating you? Like, nobody's thinking of this in an intellect way. Nobody's looking at the only reason he was indicted was because of the current president. You know what I'm saying? Like pushing this. But the current president's son, information is being kept private because the president's son, the current president's son, has done way worse than Donald Trump has done. You understand me? So it's really amazing. It's really crazy how these things work and they're just going down rabbit holes, right? They've been investigating Trump for a while, even before he got out of office. Nobody could find anything. Now they're just trying to chump things up and put it in the media. Nobody talks about the president with Alzheimer's or dementia, whatever he got, falling asleep doing interviews. If you get a full interview with Biden and he has not made any mistakes and he has not fell asleep, that is his clone. That is not Biden.
I have watched him do one speech since he's been elected. I'm pissed. I'm boycotting him. But go ahead. Yeah, tell me.
I don't watch him either. I'll catch the update. So they're saying that bum boy Biden is giving away, you know, it's clearing student loan debts. Now he has to reach. But here's what I want to ask to all of the Americans out there that are voting for Biden. After he forgives your student loan debt, what can he give you? What can he give you? What can he give his country? We are in a full-blown recession right now. But because they haven't announced it, everybody else is looking around to see who else is suffering the way that they're suffering, because they don't want to be the first one to jump out and make it seem like they're suffering. But, boy, it's hard out here right now for a lot of people, man. I see this. And Biden administration is trying to keep it under wraps so that they can then try to put it on Donald Trump, because that's what they do. Like, oh, if they don't win, F them, right? We are screwed once we get Biden out of his office. Biden is a type of regime that basically they're going to take anybody out that's going to try to do anything for the people. It's not really Trump that they want. It's the American people they want. It's the American people's minds that they want. It's the American people's money that they want. They want control. This regime that's in here, they want control. These are the biggest gangsters that you will ever see in life, right? The Democrats, what they want to talk, you can call Trump what you want to call him. Donald Trump has created the most African-American millionaires in presidential history. Donald Trump has done the most for African-American people than any other president. And you ungrateful bastards go and get vote for the man because he want to give rainbow people this and rainbow people that. And then the Constitution is flipping that. You know what I'm saying? The Supreme Court, like, no, we finna flip that. Why? Because you can't force things on people, right? So all the reasons that y'all voted for him, they're shooting these things down to show y'all, like, he did that illegally. He don't have that right, even as a president. As a president, there's still somebody over him that can make changes. As a president, there's still someone over him that can make changes, and that is the Supreme Court, which by far have done an amazing job with a lot of the changes that they have been made. Some, you know, but guess what? You ain't going to be happy about everything. And we just got to know this, right? You know, Trump 2024, they took a picture because Georgia wanted to make sure that he had a mugshot. Not Georgia, right? Because Georgia, we have a Republican governor in Georgia, and our Republican governor is cool with Trump, right? And so when you pay attention to how the Republicans move, they're not loud. They're not going back and forth. See, this is the petty shit that a Democrat party would do. They wanted Trump. Oh, yeah, you're taking – this is how we do it in Georgia. Oh, yeah, you're taking a mugshot. This is that other. So as you can see that when they were voting for mayor, Stacey Abrams felt like she got cheated out of the governor's position. So Stacey Abrams supposedly beat the block down and turned the whole state from red to blue, okay? Stacey Abrams then got her damn self put out of the governor's race and as an option because people started – they just started asking her questions. They just started letting her talk, right? Then people were like, oh, no, is she crazy as hell? No, you know what I'm saying? She got her own self defeated. Watch what happens in Georgia. Watch what starts happening in Georgia. Just watch what I tell you. See, the Republicans, they fight completely different. The Democrats are loud and they're petty, but the Republicans move very different. A lot of things are going to shift in the state of Georgia on a Republican note. And even though that governor is still a Republican, this is why he does some of the things that he do. Even though they may not be in the best interest of the black folks here, he does these things because you got a Democratic Party that is representing the people that are not making good decisions. So look how this works out. They arrest Donald Trump. They make him take a mugshot. Donald Trump, you know, did his mugshot. It was an instant viral meme. Donald Trump campaign for president earned $7.1 million in donations behind that mugshot picture. The most ever in history. $7.1 million. You understand me? Trump 2024. People are more motivated to vote for Trump now than anything in the world. Because now they're like, okay, well, you're treating Trump just like us. This is how you do it.
You got certain people that are
like, oh, he forgave my student loans. I'm going to go for him, you know, with platforms and stuff like that. But listen, you will not have freedom if you allow this shit to slide that they pull in with Trump. They don't want you to have freedom. They want you to eat out of their hand in the manner that they thought that they have been having you eat out of their hand. This man told y'all that the rich people should pay more taxes. The same people that have the same 24 hours of the day as you do, right? And I'm not rich. I'm still middle class, right, going into upper class. I'm still middle class, though. I don't want anybody rich to give me anything because I got the same 24 hours in a day as they got. And I'm getting there. I just got to continue to grind and do what I got to do, right? Yep. Biden made his administration on taking from the wealthy, giving to the poor. Then turned around and backdoored it around tax time because they had too much money sitting in the unemployment pile and told the companies if they let go so many of people that they would get tax breaks. And you got, you know, they get, you had numbers, allegedly. Okay, if it's between this, it's 1,000 people, it's this. If it's this amount of people, it's that. You know what I'm saying? If it's this, it's that. Over 1,000 people. Therefore, you see the major layoffs. You've seen Walmart doing it. You've seen UPS doing it. A lot of companies was laying off people. Why? Not because they needed to, but because they needed more people to get on unemployment. So that put it in front of the people's face, make it sound good, and then work against the people on the backside, right? And you supposedly can't talk about this. Now, as a person that owns a corporation, I just feel the disgust in it because the tax breaks were so amazing that the companies couldn't help but to fucking do it because they had raised the taxes so high. So why not? You know what I'm saying? So that allowed them to come into this year with a lot of reserve set aside because he had gave them such a big tax break, fire these people, to let people go, right? So when you get a Republican office, they're not playing these games. They're going to shoot you a little bones because that's what you want. You want something for free, they're going to throw you a little bones. But the people that's winning, they're going to make sure they continue to win. That's what it's about. If you had more people really trying to do something about themselves and not thinking somebody owed them nothing, like these bitch-ass men that walk around and feel like, women make more than men, so we going to use a woman, we going to do this. Like the people that sit around on welfare and say, well, I can get welfare and it's free, so why go out and work? Why change this? Why change that? If you are truly looking for something, it's going to come to you. After you pay your karma, and you continue to stay consistent, stay prayed up, manifest what you want, is going to come to you. So we are really starting to see the meat and the potatoes of this. This man did all of this stuff to hide what his son did, and you going to court. You did all of this stuff behind COVID. You did all these other things, but you want Trump to be loud, right? Oh, we're going to humiliate Trump. And I pray. I just really hope. I know that we're up against a sneaky and lying regime. So they're going to try to do any and everything they can to stay in office, right? So they're trying to make it seem like they're leading with honesty and da-da-da and voter fraud, and they're going to be the biggest voter fraud there is because ain't no way. It's too many people that's on Trump's side now. All of the people that went to Biden because they thought Trump was wrong due to the media, they see the light, they all coming back to Trump. He knows it. So they have to pull something off. You can't sleep on these people. They are sore losers. They got to pull something off. All of this money. We in a recession over here. They sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. And nobody knows that the United States is fucked up right now financially. The people in the United States are struggling because of the high prices of food, the high prices of gas,
It's got to be a way to I love Amazon too, you know, just like anybody else, the convenience of it, but it's got to be a way, it's got to be some checks and balances because then things just get too crazy and so many businesses fall, you know, it's got to be some type of balance with that. And that's where, I think that's where nobody's talking about, you know what I'm saying? And that's where you need somebody is really going to step up and be like, hold on, like, all right, we like convenience, but we can't have convenience at the dispense of all of our small businesses and just regular businesses going under. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to figure
Uncle
out
Trump
a
get
way.
In there, man. You know, we ain't getting shit to Ukraine. All of that money coming back over here. Exactly. All of that money going back into taxpayers' pockets. Taxpayers got the best tax refunds in a long time when Trump was in office. Trust me. So I'm paying attention to that. Man, if you in America, think smart. Don't go with the masses, man. You know, you're going to do what you do. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're definitely going to try to cheat as much as they can cheat. But only thing I can say is Trump 2024. That's man, listen, Trump 2024. And if not Trump, because I'm
no, we can't wait another 4 years. No, it's gotta be nah. Ain't no 2028, 2024.
That's the backup plan. Long as they get Biden out, hopefully he just falls. You know, hopefully he just.
But that's why it's gonna be so interesting because you know, like I said, I don't watch the news, but I still keep my ear to the streets, and I don't see nothing else. I don't see nobody bubbling. Like anybody, they bubbling now. I don't just see them coming in to really make a splash to really get people behind them. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm.
Kamala Harris, you see what they're playing a strategic game. You see how they was putting Kamala Harris up in the forefront. You know what I'm
out
saying?
Out of nowhere, yeah.
Where the fuck has she been?
Nowhere, yeah.
Where is she at now?
Exactly.
She's missing in fucking action all of a sudden. Why? Because everybody went to picking at her and talking about her and da-da-da this, and she couldn't get her speeches right. I haven't even heard them from – I ain't heard nothing about this.
They're telling her she's quiet. Right now she opened up her mouth, you know what I'm saying? She's going to be a liability, so they're saying just stay quiet. You know what I'm saying? And so
nothing about her, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. They completely just silenced the fuck out of her. She's MIA, missing in action. Generally, the vice president is speaking and then the president is speaking. She just, all of a sudden, they put in the forefront trying to win the people over, and they seen they had two idiots in the office, so they said, okay, you got to sit back and just let the big idiot, you know, take the brunt, and then we can try to make up for him. He's old, they're going to be okay.
It's so wild. Like, I'm like, man, like, nah, this is what the people wanted. You know what I'm saying? This is the leadership you wanted. This is really it. You know what I'm saying? That's what just makes me so disappointed. You know what I'm saying? And especially, like, you know, people of our color. You know, so many people that was just like any type of person was just trying to start a dialogue and just be like, well, why you guys still, you just, you know what I'm saying? Like, just cut you down.
You don't even know why.
It was so disgusting to see that happen. And for, you know what I'm saying? It was just disgusting. Like, you just want one side of you. You don't want to have a healthy debate to things that you don't like. And then, you know, have them, you know, just come back so we can find some type of understanding in the middle, you know what I'm saying, or some type of middle ground. You just wanted it one way. That was just so disappointing to me. You know what I'm saying? It was so disappointing to see how many
Trump
people can just be squashed.
Biden. And so they've been strategic from day one with the, oh, man, you're not black if you vote for him. What the fuck kind of comment is that? Yeah. You racist saying something like that. And on top of that, You got all of these people that support the, okay, the black woman. You gonna go after the rainbow people and the people that support them. Who support the rainbow people just as much as they support themselves? The black woman. So therefore, they targeted that, right? They targeted the black woman. They went after the top rated R&B hip hop artist, which is Cardi B, and had her co-signing that shit. And now Cardi B even said, wait a minute, now this is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Cardi B even realized how they used her. Hopefully she realized how the fuck they used her. Bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro, you're not even from America. How are you even allowing them to put you in this position to set everybody up? So everybody that publicly supported Biden on a major platform, This is what you helped create. So I got a question for you, though, Mo. I got a question for you.
Let's go. Talk to me.
My question for you is this. They just said something about, you know, COVID ramping back up and them trying to create a new vaccination and yada, yada, right? Would you take the new vaccination?
No. Not at this point. Don't come with me with no bullshit. Yeah, I already did.
I'm coming with you with the bullshit because there's no way that I cannot come to you with the bullshit. Because remember, when we were trying to have these conversations, like you were just saying, how people was just not wanting to, they didn't know why they like Trump. They didn't like it and they didn't want to hear nothing else, right? That's how you was with the vaccination. Yeah, Black, I hear you, but I got to do da-da-da, right? That's how you was with Black, right?
All right, but I'm gonna stand on it.
As you know, thus far now, out of 6 years, I may talk about some crazy shit, but I know when it's gonna be crazy, and I'm gonna give you a heads up. Like, okay, I'm gonna jump off the ladder.
Let's chop it up. Let's get into it, Black. Go ahead.
But
your mind.
I ain't never ever led you down a rabbit hole when it was something that was conducive to the betterment of your life and your health and finances and so on and so forth. I've never led you down the rabbit hole. You were closed off to hearing anything that we truly had to say in reference to being anti-vax.
Well, now, I'm going to, all right, after you finish, after you finish, though, you know, let me retort what you're
saying. Okay,
but yeah,
but that's
finish,
the flow. I'm just setting it up for you. That's it.
Okay.
I'm anti-vax. I never got vaccinated. I didn't believe it when they said it. I seen through the line. It was what it was, me and my family. Listen, if we're going to go, we're going to go. But we damn sure ain't getting that, right? Especially after I seen the video of Bill Gates pushing the COVID vaccination over 25 years ago to control the human brain, the second brain in your head, right? First brain is in your gut. That's another conversation. So they wanted to control your brain, right, because people were waking up. Right, so you're under an illusion to follow the guidelines of the government because they feel as though people aren't smart enough to be able to make their own life easy without having roots. That's what they feel. Obama had a whole video. They took that down. Anything that was exposing these people, they were shooting it out there, and social media was taking it down. I've seen these videos myself personally. I vouch for them. So we say, Mo, don't think that's wise. You can survive without it, yada, yada. Of course, Mo being, you know, I'm a happily married man, he has a family to think about. Like, Mo, we know that, but Mo don't do it. You know, Mo don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Now, after this came about, we said, Mo, da-da-da. He's like, yeah, I doubt, you know, that's going to happen. Boom, we come to find out COVID vaccinations did not stop the spread of COVID. They actually had a whole lot of side effects that even to this day, they are pulling the blood and testing the blood of everybody that they can that had COVID vaccination. I have Kaiser Permanente for one. Kaiser Permanente is very big in California. They're very big in Atlanta, and I think up north. Okay,
that was spot. Cleveland.
Yeah. So when you go into Kaiser Permanente place to draw blood, it's packed. I mean, right around the corner. All the doctors are sitting there, hey, let's pull blood work. Now they're trying to backtrack and figure out what's happening. People are having major issues. You've had a whole lot of people that passed away due to the COVID vaccination. They knew about all of these faults when they put out the first dosage of the COVID vaccination. They knew about all of the people. I think it was like 1,100 people that passed away. They knew about it. They didn't say nothing. They kept pushing it, right? If you didn't pass away, you're having complications, which are, you know, long-term complications. They're still pushing the COVID vaccination. Now they're trying to cover it up. As we know, our brother Jamie Foxx, he was forced to take the COVID vaccination, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, he was going through a major health issue for months. They're trying to keep it out of COVID's hands, but what else happened right after you took the COVID vaccination? Several other things right after you take the COVID vaccination, you just passed away. I have a partner that was incarcerated, had to take the COVID vaccination. He passed away, created a hole in his stomach, had a stroke. Tried to heal from that, had another stroke, passed away. He was done. So we know for a fact, on the information that has been released to us, that the COVID vaccinations are not the cure for COVID and that there's a lot of people getting extremely sick due to COVID. There's some people that have not, right? And it's all DNA makeup, but there's a lot of people that got sick and up to passed away due to the vaccination. So my brother, Mo, who got the vaccination, I'm not sure how many he got. He got the vaccination against us saying so. And he says, now, no, I will not get another vaccination if they come out with it. So I'm going to pass you the floor and see what you got to say about this because your president right now, the president in office, he says, I urge everyone to get the new COVID vaccination. We know that they were going to come back with something because they got to exhort all of their resources. But now people are like, if we die, we die. Fuck it. We ain't taking no vaccination. Fuck you. We ain't shut down. They're going to try to push a shutdown so people can't vote. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Voter fraud, right? Because then now everything's going to come in late. They're doing the same thing they're trying to blame Trump for. But I digress. What do you say? Why is your answer no now?
So let me unpack what you just said. So all right. So first off, okay, we got to go away. We got to go back a couple of years when we was having all these discussions at the time, right? So here's the situation. Right? All right. So once again, you know, I don't watch the news. I, on so many occasions, I talk about this. I really follow my intuition. You know, I like to just see things just kind of align a certain way. I read certain signs that I may see, you know, from people that I know, people that I love, you know what I'm saying, people that I just observe. So all right, so let me take it from the top. So, of course, when we had the whole COVID situation, you know, back then when it really just hit the fan and everything, right, a lot of stuff was going on. So, you know, the mask and everything. Now, we had the discussion on the floor, basically, on this topic, you know, on the show, basically as, like, all right, I was telling you, like, what do you think? Like, because something's got to give, you know what I'm saying? Are you just prepared to wear a mask for the rest of your life and just be that the case? And you said yes. I say no. I don't want to always have to wear a mask and seem like I'm living in some type of other type of dimension, you know what I'm saying, of what we're used to. Like, I got a mask on like I'm in a, like I'm on Mars or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, my senses aren't conducive to the environment, right? So, and then, look, I study history, you know what I'm saying? So through history, there have been different viruses and stuff like that. Now, of course, there are conspiracy theories, you know what I'm saying? So, and I get it. A lot of those, I can see the hesitation on certain people. You know, I can see why you were just like, nah, I ain't with it. I can see why certain people was just like, nah, I ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But at the same time, you know, I'm analyzing the different, you know, vaccines that they had. I know they had Moderna. I can't even think of it. I forgot the one I took, but I took, they had Johnson & Johnson, Moderna. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but the third one, I can't even think of the one that I actually have. But that's the one. Talk to my family members. I'm seeing what they took because, you know, we got similar DNA. You know, most of my family is in the Great Lakes area, so I'm kind of analyzing that, right? And something's got to be done because for what it was, people were, like, dying and getting sick and all this other stuff. So I'm like, wow, something's got to give. So especially like, and I'm in New York City, you know, I call it New Amsterdam because that's the original name for it, but it's a heavy populated area. So you automatically, you know, everywhere you go is people around, you know what I'm saying? So you just, at that point, you know, I'm like, man, you know, I got to kind of trust my gut. And at that point, I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying? And then of course, to be able to do certain things, you know what I'm saying? You have to show the card. If you want to fly, if you want to have dinner, you know what I'm saying, outside, if you want to conduct certain business, you know what I'm saying, you had to have it. So I was just like, wow. Now, you know, of course, that could have been the bullshit. Like, they really strong-armed you because, you know, now your way of life is altered because now you don't have this card, which is showing that you have the COVID. I mean, that you took the COVID shot, the antivirus or whatever they was calling it. So, you know, I was weighing that option. And then, you know, of course, my wife, she was, like, kind of, like, on the fence. She was kind of like you as well. But she, you know, eventually came around and took it. So, you know, a lot of stuff was going on. Like, my father passed away during that time. Like, a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? So, but what really crystallized it for me, once again, and this is, like, my intuition, like, kicking in, was basically when my good friends, you know, who I grew up with, you know what I'm saying, we went to school together, same age. When he caught COVID and he basically almost died. And I know, you know, he's healthy and all this other stuff. And I can remember him I'm talking to him. He's on a ventilator. Like, he's basically kind of fighting for his life. You know what I'm saying? At this point. And, you know, by the grace of God, he came out of it. But he was just saying, like, look, man, get the shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish I would have got the shot. You know what I'm saying? Because the shit that I'm going through, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. So once I had that, I was like, okay, you know, let me do that. And plus, I just didn't want to continue to wear a mask. And for the most part, and I'm the main person, I don't trust none of these pharmaceutical shits. Like, all these, anytime you watch a TV show, they selling you some type of drugs, some type of legal drugs. Do this, do this, do that, get this. And they showing people all happy camping, playing sports, and just being jolly, going to amusement parks. Meanwhile, while they're looking all happy, they're telling you all the side effects. Could cause this, could cause that, could cause this, could cause that. You know what I'm saying? And all this other bullshit. So I know it's a lot of bullshit. But with that one, you know, I just followed my gut. And, you know, at that time, you know, sometimes you got to just put your faith in a higher power and hopefully, you know, things, you know, work out the way you want it to. And that's what I did. And knock on wood, you know, I haven't had any side effects, you know, not that I know of, you know what I'm saying? So I still healthy. I haven't got any sicker or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? So in my opinion, it worked for me, you know what I'm saying? Now I did it twice, yeah, you know, because you had to get two shots, you know what I'm saying, to do it. So now I'm good, you know what I'm saying? So I already did it once, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm not trying to do it again unless I see some type of catastrophe just happening. It's like, oh, this is just, it's just apparent. It's like overly apparent. Like, damn, I need to do this before I fucking just fall out because I'm seeing everybody else turn to freaking.
Right,
but I don't see that happening.
Everybody was saying the same thing though, right? When everybody didn't know no better, when they wasn't like, okay, so you got the red pill and the blue pill. And once you take the red pill, you can't go back to the blue pill. Once you open up your third eye, you can't go backwards. So the ones that have already, and that just goes to show you, there's a lot of us that have opened up our third eye. A lot of people want to have their third eye open. A lot of people do a lot of research, but it comes naturally. And then the information just falls in your lap. I don't sit down and read a bunch of books. I don't have to, right? A lot of the stuff is downloaded into me already, right? And so you have a lot of people that the only thing they knew was, okay, well, they said if I had the COVID shot, I wouldn't be this way. I know people firsthand that was on ventilators. I know people firsthand that fought for their life, that had to get all of their, platelets from other people's blood, you know what I'm saying, to even still be here. Now the blood banks are asking for people that are not vaccinated to give blood. How about that? Not vaccinated to give blood. It's something that's already in your blood. And even though, and hopefully y'all don't, you know what I'm saying, see no issues, you know, down the line, there's some people that have. I'm not saying that everybody that got the vaccination got messed up, but there's a lot of people that did get messed up, unfortunately, right? They didn't have enough testing done. So when you're on this ventilator, you're like, man, I wish I would have got it. This thing is going to affect you, especially if you have any type of illness or something like that. It's going to affect you. Right, whether you got the vaccination or not. You got people that had vaccinations. It was a string of people. One of the strands that came back was only affecting vaccinated people. You know what I'm saying? So what they pushed first was that if you get the COVID vaccination, you will not get COVID again. Then that was a lie. Everybody started getting COVID that had vaccinations. Then people were passing away after having the vaccination. So what good was that? This is why they forced them to release all of the documents that they were trying to hold for, what, 75 years? You know what I'm saying? So nobody could come back and sue them or anything like that. They tried to hold this information for 75 years from you guys. So there's a lot of different side effects. And I say if you got the vaccination, go to the doctor, let them check your blood, make sure everything is okay, even if you feel okay, because there's a lot of side effects to the vaccinations, just in general.
I don't even trust doctors. I'm with you. I'm a person. I don't even trust doctors. I don't. Like, I will try to just do some healing. And knock on wood, you know, by the grace of God, you know, I've been healthy, you know, my life, you know, for my whole life, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully nothing affects. But even when I go for a physical every so often, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even like, I just don't, doctors just creep me out, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel,
I would say get some Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve, it comes in a bottle. It's about $100 and some a bottle. It's a black guy. He makes it and he sells it. He does not live in the United States. Of course, something as strong as Adam and Eve, they have been to kick you out if you was in the United States. In any territory that they cool with, right? But Adam and Eve, I would say, I would recommend that product for anybody that has taken the vaccination. Adam and Eve restores your blood cells. It restores everything. It puts you back. It helps your body get back in line.
What I'm saying
especially if you're working out. I'm good.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel fine.
I can see if I was feeling ill will and I was saying, all right, black, damn, what you got? You know what
Adam
I'm saying?
Adam and Eve, you don't have to feel ill to take Adam and Eve. Like, I'm getting
But I'm saying
Adam
if it's not, that's
the,
but, that, but to me, that's like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? In a way, like, if I'm feeling fine, why am I going to take
But then you can wait until something comes up and it's too late and you could have been proactive instead
that's
of reactive. You understand?
Then that's the, then at that point, then that was my time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't live my life that way. You just stubborn.
You're just stubborn.
Yeah, no,
but I'm
I
getting
live my
Adam
life
and Eve just to help replenish, you know what I'm saying, just to help replenish me. You know, I had a long battle, you know, for 2.5 years, you know, when the whole COVID thing was going on, and it wasn't even COVID that I was dealing with. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just something really good for your immune system and rebuilding your blood cells. And with COVID ramping back up, you know, we just pray over our children and make sure our children are safe and our children are good, because they're going out here to these schools. We don't know how long this situation is going to last, what is going on, but we know that these people are pulling rabbits out of their hat. See, COVID is a distraction. That's what it is. It's a distraction. It was man-made, and it was released, right? And this thing was a distraction in order to, you know what I'm saying?
Now, I'll tell you something else while I'm thinking about it real quick. You know, don't lose your train of thought, but now go figure with this now, right? Okay. So now I listen to everything that you said, Black. Like I said, I respect where you're coming from, but all I'm saying is when it comes to this, respect where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? I get we can agree to disagree on certain things. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we're not going to agree on everything, but this is real talk. And this is what I was talking about with the whole Trump, you know, when everybody was just anti-Trump, it was black, it seemed like, you know what I'm saying? And if you was trying to, you know, was say, like, you know, try to see his side of view, they was calling you a sellout or Uncle Tom or whatever, because we couldn't have no discussion. So I say that to say this. So now everything you just said, right? But I'm going to tell you a personal story, right? So my wife, right? So just this week or last week or whatever. No, at the beginning, where were we at? Sunday, yeah. So the beginning of this week, right? My wife has an assistant now, right? So the assistant was brought on, right? I think she just did some traveling. She went to like freaking, the assistant went to one of these countries. What's the one? Iceland or some shit, right? Came back, started the job or whatever, right? And basically, she was COVID. Now, mind you, she's my wife's assistant, right? So she's right under my wife. Baby. My wife is telling her what to do and shit like that. You know what I mean? And she calls out like a few days ago. And I'm like, oh, snap, you know, I'm not feeling good, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to go take a COVID test, because I don't want to come in and get everybody sick. So long story short, she basically has COVID. You know what I'm saying? The girl or whatever, the assistant. But she was, you know, basically working with my wife. And my wife did not catch it. You know what I'm saying? She just had a COVID test just the other day, Friday. You know what I'm saying? Negative. Now, what if she didn't take the test? I mean, what if she didn't get vaccinated? That could have been a whole situation.
Well,
so
we already know that the vaccination, it has already been proven that the vaccination does not prevent you catching the COVID.
Yeah, it doesn't prevent,
so,
but I'm just saying, Black, I'm just, look. I'm just saying, look, of course we're gonna have our discussions, but I'm just telling you, like, something. This is where my intuition is telling me something, because I can't just turn that off. I'm just saying, like, if somebody had COVID, right, they're working with somebody that's, like, close to proximity of my wife. Like, you know, I'm basically showing you what to do, and I'm showing you. So we're, like, in, you know, a close space. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically.
Right,
and
I get
that
it.
Person, I'm just saying, and I don't catch it. That means it was something that helped prevent it, that. I'm just saying.
Her immune system being good. Y'all ain't reckless people. Y'all ain't out here, like, come on. Listen. So I get your point. I'm saying, I get your point, right?
You get my point. I'm just, I wanted you to get my point on that.
I get your point. it's already been proven that the vaccination does not stop the transmission of COVID. Very much proven and publicized, right? That's proven. So that basically means, like, when we hear COVID, we be thinking of the first strand that came out, right? And the first strand that came out was a powerful strand, which the man that was working at Harvard helped create. He in jail. So you can't duplicate that same powerful strand. COVID really never went anywhere. It was still here. So now the cases are ramping back up, but it's not as strong because they're all different strands. See, if you pay attention, when I posted this, they have COVID vaccine. They have COVID strands that set to come out all the way through 2024, I think, 2024, 2025. But people don't know that. People just going on about their lives. I posted it somewhere. I said, here is a chart of the strands that they are set to release and when they are set to release them. So how do you know a strand and when it's going to be released unless you are behind it in releasing it, right? Duh. So every strand isn't going to affect everybody, right? It's just not. So I've been around several people, you know, thus far, can't speak about the future, but thus far, I never caught it myself. So that doesn't mean that was what it was, because I never, ever got it. You know, my motherfucking kid done had it from school. I never had it. Right. Thank God she didn't have it. But it definitely wasn't the vaccine.
Thank God I haven't caught it yet either. Thank God. Not that I know of, so thank God. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm just
saying.
That's
right. That's what you thank God.
So many people didn't have COVID in and out. And by the grace of God, from what I know of, I haven't had it yet. So I'm just thankful that,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I've been unscathed, and hopefully I can continue to be. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's where it's kind of like.
Yeah, exactly. We can't
you
only
go by what you
God
feel.
Because
but
look
if,
at
but
me.
If it's something. Go ahead.
I'm going to the gym. I'm going to the gym
so
4-5 times a week.
So
you know what I'm saying? Being around
people. So look,
people.
Look, and you said, it's everybody's DNA is going to be slightly different. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to have side effects. Certain things, certain people are alert. Why do people have allergies and some people don't? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know some people, you know, they might eat a strawberry and they might mess around and die. You know what I'm saying? I know you say you can't eat shellfish, right? Like, you're allergic to shellfish or
right.
fish, right? So what I'm just trying to say, that's everybody's DNA is a – everybody has a different DNA. So
exactly.
What I'm trying to tell you, Black, this is where the intuition kicks in. So I'm not going to – if you feel so wholeheartedly about this, who am I to tell you not to take it? I mean, to take the vax, you know what I'm saying? Because it's something coming deep.
I asked you a question. I didn't tell you to or not to. I asked you, would
That's
you
what I'm
still
trying
do
to say.
It? That's
so,
all I asked you.
Exactly. So what I'm trying to say to you is, like, it's something in your DNA. Maybe it's one of your ancestors, like,
That's
to
why they
you know
say natural immunity was the best way to beat it. Natural immunity.
But here my point, though, Black. It was something telling you and telling probably Kyrie Irving, too. I'm just, you know, just throwing that out there because he was a big name. I'm not kidding. You know what I'm saying? So somebody in your ancestry, we were just talking about, you've been getting a lot of rest, getting a lot of downloads. You already know. You get a lot of rest, you have your dreams. A lot of times, that's your ancestors communicating to you in another dimension or whatever the case may be, because you sometimes you wake up
that's
and you're like,
right.
wow, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? So in your sleep or whatever, somebody from your lineage could have said, Black, don't you take that, you know what I'm saying? Don't you take that, like, it ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you feel so, that's why you're putting your flag down on this so tough. I get it. You know what I'm saying? And that's true. But for me, it could be different. You know what I'm saying? For me, it could be like, look, follow your intuition. I know it's a lot going on. You know, I'm going to let you just go, you know, go with
you
the
know,
flow.
We,
just,
you know, we
you
got
know what
that white in our blood.
so that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? But to answer your question and bring it full circle, if it comes around and they want us to do it again, I'm really looking at this sideways. Like now y'all doing the most. Now y'all tripping. I could see the first roll around, and I did it. And you know what I'm saying? We shut down the world basically. Nobody was working. Nobody was going to school. Nobody was doing anything. Everybody was at home. So you know it had to be something. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Now, I knew it was some flaky shit. You know, you guys want to get Trump out of office. Y'all doing the most to get him out. But it was still something to it. So that's why, that's the only reason why, you know, I end up taking it. Because I'm like, damn, this is serious. Usually it's just be like, all right, you're hearing about this. You're hearing about bird flu or whatever the shit we heard through the years. you know, all the other ones that came and gone, but this one stuck around. So for me, I had to do my research. Like, okay, you know, back in, what was it, like the late 1800s when they had smallpox or chicken pox or whatever, you know, old school disease, but through vaccinations and stuff like that, we don't deal with that no more on a global basis. You know what I'm saying? Because they were vaccinated. Like when I was just talking about colonization, right? When they came over here and they saw these Native Americans and stuff like this, and they start interacting with them, a lot of these Native Americans died out. Why? Because they caught certain diseases because they wasn't used to these people, and probably brought purposely to get these people sick and kill them out, kill them off that way. That's what it had, because they didn't have no vaccine to these certain diseases they was bringing over here. It's all chemistry. You know what I'm saying? It's all alchemy, chemistry, however you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Once you become a scientist, I mean, you really get on that level and you know how certain things work, you know, the makeup and the molecules and the atoms and all this, you can manipulate all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you on a whole nother level of understanding from the average person. So, of course, you can manipulate the situation. You know what I'm saying? So you always got to watch out for that. You know, certain times you just got to, you know, have faith and your own wisdom or understanding to do what's right for you and your family. So that's what it boils down to.
Good stuff. I carried you to 10:06.
Yes, you definitely held it down, Black. I do appreciate that. That's what's up. Well, you know, because the people want to hear what you got to say, man. And you really made some valid points, and I appreciate you coming through for the world famous chop up tonight. So, like you said, I will take it from here. Got about 20 minutes left in the show, so let's see what's some other stuff that I'm tripping on. You know what? While we on. This is a topic that I'm kind of maybe thinking about. This is probably won't come to fruition until, like, I would say probably in the fall or wintertime. But, you know, something I'm working on for Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chopper. Big shout out to my co-host over there, Kev Hurt. But something I've been kind of thinking about, because he's been quiet lately. And what I want to say is, did Kanye West finally go too far? Now, I'm a big Kanye fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a huge Kanye fan. I love the way he thinks and everything. But I'm just wondering, did he truly burn all the bridges around him? Because I'm just analyzing it, right? So before, of course, he had the Adidas deal. You know what I'm saying? And he had the Yeezy sneakers. And the Yeezy sneakers is the biggest sneakers the Jordans, you know what I'm saying? It became just as big as the Michael Jordan sneaker, you know what I'm saying? Who would ever thought that would, you know, have happened? And, you know, I love Kanye's outspokenness, you know what I'm saying? I love the way he thinks. You know, I feel like I think the same way, you know what I'm saying? I love people who think different, you know, that's why, you know, I big up Trump. We both big up Trump on the show, you know, guys like Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, you know, and guys like Kanye, guys is not afraid to, you know, speak their mind, you know, creative people, you know what I'm saying, passionate people. But, you know, I just think certain times you got to be, I don't want to say politically correct, because that's not the right word, but I think Kanye, the thing that happens with him is a lot of times he has so much passion that he's not maybe the fully, he gets so caught up in what he's trying to say that he doesn't fully articulate it so it can be digested well. And I just think maybe that's where he runs into situations. So the reason why I say did he finally go too far is I can remember that his last interview that really, really just, you know, you know, where the Adidas deal fell apart. The Gap shit really never even got off the mat. You know, I know he was, you know, doing things with Gap for a minute. It was the art that he did some type of show. Oh, some podcast or whatever. I haven't watched it, or YouTuber or whatever. I haven't seen it since he was on there. But it was a real, what do you call it, right-wing type thing. And, you know, I'm open-minded. But he went on there. And he said, you know, I fucks with Hitler, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, or I don't, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I guess what I'm trying to say is, even if you can see certain things that might have been beneficial, that, you know, the German people at that time have brought to the table, for you to come out and say that, that might have really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, especially Jewish, you know what I'm saying? Because you still have to be, what's the word? You still got to be understanding to people in their plight. You know, like I could say, like I just said before, you know, this week, for my week, you know, is basically kind of motivated or inspired by colonization. But I ain't going to ever probably, you know, or no white person is have some privileges or whatever, you know, that's really, I guess, when I say have privileges, because everybody says white privilege, but I'm not talking about that. But I'm just talking about somebody that's has a big following, you know, a popular figure, you know, be it music, acting, science, whatever. They, even if they feel this way, they're never going to come out and just say, I fuck with slavery. You know what I'm saying? Even though a lot of people might feel that way, you ain't going to ever say it. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with slavery. I don't think it's that bad. Like, shit. Like, you know, that's just, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never say that. But he kind of said that in a way with that. So, it just got me thinking. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think of the different angles for him to really push his product, and his product, it all starts with the music for Kanye. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would love to see another album or whatever. But at this point, you know, he's done the gospel and all that other stuff. You know, we thought we were going to get Watch the Throne Part 2, him and Jay-Z. They haven't heard nothing from Jay-Z. It seems like he's basically retired now. But I think, you know, before this whole controversy that happened last year with Ye, we would have probably got another Watch the Throne album. But now that that's happened, I think, you know, everybody knows Jay-Z's a businessman. And right now, for his brand, I don't think it's good for business at this point. Not saying he'll never do anything with Kanye again, but right now, it's just toxic. You know what I'm saying? So it's just probably a little bit more trouble than it's worth. He doesn't really need it. So that's one thing. And then another thing, so, you know, of course, his sneakers is always going to be classic, and people are going to know that. But, you know, now he's not attached to the sneaker like that. You know, the fashion shows and all that seems like that's slowing up. So that's another thing. And then Twitter, you know, I'm a big fan of the Twitter outlet. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I like to flourish and get my information and news from, express myself on there. But, you know, of course, him and Elon Musk got into it, so he got kicked off of Twitter. Drink Champs, you know what I'm saying? You know, for the culture, shout out to Nori and EFN. You know, that's the place everybody goes to promote and talk their ish, especially if you've been a legend in the music world. But last time where all this blew up was it kind of started on Drink Champs, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think Nori wants him to come back, because at the end of the day, Nori's got a good thing, very popular show, you know what I'm saying? He's very comfortable, you know, they're really finessed his way into a whole new career for himself. So I don't think that's going to be the case. You know, we do have the popular show now. You know, of course, I love what we do here, but, you know, I'm still a fan of certain, you know, people that's doing their thing. Like I just mentioned, Drink Champs. But, you know, I talk my sports and all that from time to time on the World Famous Chopper. So I love what Cam Mace is doing with It Is What It Is, but that's a sports show. So if Kanye goes on there, like, what is that really going to – that's going to look kind of like it's forced. And then, of course, you know, he's not with his wife no more, or his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, so that's another thing. So I'm just wondering, and hopefully I'm wrong. I want to be really wrong, you know what I'm saying? But I'm wondering, did he, in fact, go too far? So only time will tell. You know, it's definitely been quiet without him around, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to see, you know, him resurface. But, you know, I've seen pictures, and it looks like he's with a clone of Kim Kardashian. I guess that's his new wife and stuff like that. And I'm not being judgmental or whatever, but maybe I am somewhat, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to be, but I'm just like, wow, you know, she looked just like Kim Kardashian. I'm like, what's the, and you married her again with her? So I don't know, man. So just something I'm working on. You know, like I said, maybe I'll bring that to the world famous shop up one of these Tuesdays, and we can really decipher it a little bit more. So that's one of the stories that I'm kind of like, I'm already looking at, you know, in the future, fall, winter, you know, how everything's going to shape up. Another story that I think will be interesting is a big shout out to the late great Kobe Bryant. He will be getting a statue at the Lakers, what is it called now? Crypto Arena, something like that. Used to be called the Staples Center. They used to play at the Great Western Forum back in the day. It was all L.A. type-ish. But, yeah, shout-out to Kobe. You know, he's going to join Magic Johnson, who's got a statue, Shaq, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jerry West, all the Lakers greats. They get statues. So it just came out that his statue will be unveiled, I believe it's going to be in February, against the Denver Nuggets. You know, the Denver Nuggets, big shout-out to Nikola Jokic. They are the reigning NBA champions. What was very interesting is that they're going to give him this statue, you know, as they play Denver. And if you know anything about the history of Kobe, you know, he had the one kind of down part of his illustrious career was this whole Denver situation, you know, when he got into a situation and, you know, it was almost like a rape case and all this other stuff, and he was married at the time. It just got real ugly. And, you know, fortunately, he was able to come back from that, you know, with his great Clay and, you know, really just that kind of, you know, got people stopped talking about it. But it was really bad for a minute. I remember people was calling him a snitch because when I guess they was putting pressure on him and one chick set him up or whatever might have happened, transpired. He said something about Shaq, you know, why don't you, you know, question Shaq? Shaq does this all the time. It was like people was like, whoa. But anyway, you know, I just thought it was interesting that, you know, they're going to showcase his new, which is well-deserved, statue when they play the Denver Nuggets. So that's another story that'll be interesting, you know. So look for that February. Let's see here what else we got. So speaking of the Tuesday version of the world-famous chop-up, what I am going about and thinking about, what's going to be on deck for this Tuesday show. So we're going to keep it Texas. So a couple Texas stories. So first off, football season coming up as of, what was it, the second week of September. Brand new season of football, so I can't wait. You know, football is my favorite sport to cover and watch. Really enjoy, you know, fall is in full effect when football season comes around. So keeping it Texas, we're going to talk, me and my co-host Kev Hurt, this Tuesday, we're going to talk about what's the more intriguing story as far as football. You know, is it going to be the Dallas Cowboys or will it be the Houston Texans? So, you know, a couple of ways you can look at it. Dallas Cowboys are kind of intriguing this year. It's the first year they won't have Ezekiel Elliott, who was like their big-time running back. You know, now he's with the New England Patriots. Jerry Jones, of course, he's not getting no younger. You know, he really wants to win another Super Bowl because, of course, the Dallas Cowboys haven't won the Super Bowl since the 90s, back in the day when they had Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. So, you know, now they got a bunch of new young players, you know, that's emerging. But Dak Prescott, you know, can he take him there, you know, as the leader of the team? I say no. I think they got everything going for him. But, you know, Dak Prescott, I don't think he – I think he's a good quarterback. He's a, you know, capable quarterback, but he's not special. And I think for the Dallas Cowboys to win it all, they need something special at that position. So those are some of the intriguing stories about the Dallas Cowboys. On the other hand, you got the Houston Texans. So they're trying to turn the page on the whole Deshaun Watson. Big shout out to Great Lakes, of course. Deshaun Watson, he's going to be with my Cleveland Browns this year, you know, so this is his second year with Cleveland. Last year was a wash, you know. Nobody's, you know, holding that against him. You know, he was suspended for half the season, came back, tried to do the best he could, but, you know, we pretty much just said, you know, just we all in for the next season, which is coming up in September. So Deshaun Watson, I think he's going to show improvement and do big things for Cleveland. But he used to be with the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans, they did draft a new quarterback out of Ohio State. I can't even think of his name right now. But that's going to be intriguing. Then they did on the defensive front. J.J. Watt, even though J.J. Watt was, you know, all-timer, you know, he'll be a future Hall of Famer. Had all his greatest years with the Houston Texans. Last couple of years, he was with the Arizona Cardinals, who just retired. But they also got a defensive player to replace him. And then they got a black coach. Can't think of his name right now. Young guy, was the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. But now he'll be the head coach, you know what I'm saying? So anytime we get a black head coach, you know what I'm saying, like I'm always rooting for him to do well. So that's some of the intriguing stories that's going to be, you know, with the Houston Texans. So, you know, like I said, we're going to do a Texas two-step as far as that conversation and, you know, go back and forth and see what could be the most intriguing storyline or football team out of Texas for the NFL. And then we're going to be discussing Sauce Walker. So if anybody out there, Sauce Walker is a new dude on the scene for Houston. You know, he's a rapper from Houston. I first got hit to Sauce Walker. You know, he did a lot of work with Griselda, still does a lot of work with Griselda. And, you know, anybody that's listening to some Griselda, they know, you know, they represent the Great Lakes by way of Buffalo, New York. You know, West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, Conway. So he's done, like, some great work with them, you know, and he always stood out on any of their tracks because they're real, you know, even though they're from Buffalo, New York, they got that whole New York swag, and then this country dude just sounds like he's got a 70s rap voice, you know, 70s voice, but he's a rapper, you know, so Sauce Walker's been making a lot of noise. So anyway, he dropped a new project. It's called That Boy Didn't. Real Texas sounding type shit. So we're going to review that album. And then, you know, of course, me and Black, last week I asked, you know, what did Black think about the whole verdict of Tory Lanez, you know, getting 10 years for allegedly shooting Meg Thee Stallion in the foot. We'll just, you know, spin it back and kind of discuss that a little bit and see what's next for Meg Thee Stallion. So those are three Texas stories that I'm going to be talking about on this Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. So as always, you know, if you want to be plugged into that particular show, you can always follow MoBins, MoBinns, which is, you know, my regular Twitter page. You know, you'll get the retweet of that. Or you can actually just go to the World Famous Chop Up. You know, I just started a Twitter page with that. It's just the World Famous Chop Up, so you can always just type that in. It's at Rap Sports Life and follow that. And it's just all sports up there. So, you know, two ways you can check the show for that. Let's see here. What else we got? So, I got about a few minutes left. We got about 7 minutes left. I don't want to get confused. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll be looking at one phone that says 127. And I'm thinking, you know, I got 3 minutes left, but I actually got 7 minutes. So, I'm going to chop it up a little while longer. But the other story I wanted to get into was big shout out, and I dissed him earlier because I think I was watching something with Jada Fire. She dissed him, so I dissed him too. But anyway, I want to shout them out because I think they did a great job this year, so I don't want to diss them no more because it's black-owned and, you know, we got to support our black businesses, especially if the white version or whatever isn't really being accessible to the people that's really putting in the work. So I just want to give a shout out to the Urban X Awards. So, you know, it seemed like this year they're gaining traction slowly but surely. You know, they're getting a little bit more. It's not looking bootleg. It's getting more and more bigger and bigger each year. So hopefully I can keep it going. But this year, you know, it's a few people that I follow that was, you know, becoming Hall of Fame. It was in the Hall of Fame class for the Urban X Awards this year. So shout out to Caramel. Caramel, you know what I'm saying? And I think she's probably going to make my top 10. I'm getting closer, man. I know I've been talking this all year, you know, with this damn top 10 list, man. But I've been busy, man. So when I do drop, it's going to be official. But it's getting soon. I'm critiquing it. I'm getting it down. I just want to make sure that it's right. So I feel good about it when I put it out there. And people really can appreciate it. So shout out to Caramel, man. She's been doing a dope thing for a long time, man. She's from the early 2000s. I'm talking about 2001 type-ish, maybe 1999 type shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, she left the game, and then, of course, with OnlyFans coming back, she came back. And, man, she's come back strong. But anyway, they gave her flowers, so she is an official Hall of Famer of the Urban X Awards. So big shout-out to her. Another one, Stacey Lane. Got her Hall of Fame award, so shout out to Stacey Lane. Man, she's dope, man. If you're not hip, Lane or whatever, and it's well deserved, man. Every scene she put it down. You know what I'm saying? She put it down. So it's good to, you know, she's always got a look. You know, she's got like a gap tooth, but it's sexy. You know what I'm saying? And when she was really doing her thing back in the day, you know, she was a little thicker. Now she slimmed up, you know what I'm saying, really became fit, you know what I'm saying. I know me and Black were just talking about the gym. You know, she really got dedicated to the gym, and she looks amazing now, you know what I'm saying. I mean, not that she didn't look amazing before or good before, but she looks really like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, she left the game and didn't lose a step at all, man. So shout out to her for getting her award. I don't know, it was a few other dudes, you know, I'll be checking for dudes like that, you know, pause. But Isaiah Maxwell. So he was one of the dudes that I saw that I recognized. Oh, okay, I'm like, okay, yeah. So shout out to him. I believe he became a Hall of Famer as well. And then Performer of the Year. And I had her ranked number one on my last top 10 list. So I already kind of foreseen. But shout out to Avery Jane. You know what I'm saying? Avery Jane, you know, became Performer of the Year. And she does some ill stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you get a chance, if you ever check out any of her videos, she's extreme. You know what I'm saying? But she was able to get it. Well deserved. She puts in work. You know what I'm saying? But she's big into the whole golden shower thing. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what golden showers is, I don't know. You know, ask somebody. But anyway, so she definitely she got it, but well deserved, man. She's been doing her thing. Like I said, I had her ranked number one on my last top 10 list. We'll see where she falls when I do drop the new list. So shout out to this. You know what I'm saying? It just seemed like, you know, this year they slowly found in their footing. You know, I believe Alexander DeVoe and a couple other people was behind it to put it together, but you know, the fact that it's black owned and it's for us, by us, you know what I'm saying? They'd like to see that because a lot of times the ABN be on some bullshit. So shout out to that. The last thing that I'll get into was, you know, I keep my ear to the street. I was just talking. I forgot. I think I was probably talking to my wife about this. I was like, yo, you ever heard this guy rap before? But just the last story I'll get into before I get out of here was rest in peace to a young artist. I finally got hip to him. I haven't really reviewed none of his music because I can't really get through it. But shout out and rest in peace to Juice WRLD. But the one thing, you know, and I try to keep an open mind whenever I listen to, like, newer people, you know what I'm saying? You know, I try to get into that whole zone. But I was really listening to his music, and, you know, I believe he died of an overdose. I'm just like, wow, man, listen to this guy's music. And I got hit to him. He's got one song with Trippy Red that I really like. It's called 1400/999 Freestyle with Trippy Red off of A Letter to You 3. That song goes. But anyway, I tried to, like, you know, because he's got a joint album with Future. And I should have known by the title, because it's like Juice WRLD Future present World on Drugs. And, you know, I was listening to it, but I was like, yo, man, this dude's, it just sounds, you can hear the drugs. It feels like you're on drugs while you're listening to this guy's music, even though you can be sober as sober can get, you know what I'm saying? But when you listen to his music, you just feel like, wow. And I'm like, damn, man, just listen to this guy. There's no way he was going to survive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, wow. But I just thought that was interesting. So I finally got a chance to kind of listen to his music, and I was just like, what the fuck? I couldn't get past, like, one song because he sounds so loaded. Like, his whole being just sounded loaded. But anyway, maybe I don't got enough time to really I've been into it a little bit more, analyzing it and chop it up a little bit more. But I just wanted to, it was one of the things I jotted down to talk about this week. But anyway, this has been another edition of the World Famous Chop Up. So, as always, tell a friend to tell a friend, log on and listen. You know, me and Black, we do this every Sunday fun day, you know what I'm saying, from, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. You already know how we do. You know, each and every Sunday, this is therapy for us, especially for me. You know, we're really getting some World Famous Chop Up, and, you know, and we can just dive into certain things, political issues, like Black, you know, brought some stuff to the table today. Just real good stuff, man, to really just talk it out, get people's opinions, talk about the whole vaccination, to be vaxxed, to be not be vaxxed, this whole COVID situation. It's always just a good dialogue. So, you know, peace and shout out to us for bringing it to you guys, you know what I'm saying, so you can listen to it worldwide. As always, if you want to put a face with the voice, check me out on IG, Instagram, and that's, the handle is MoBinns, MoBinns. And until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.